Part 4, starting now. Election day is a busy time for everyone. The presiding officer is in charge of the polling station, while several clerks sit at tables around the room. When an elector goes to vote, he has to give his name, address, and roll number to one of the clerks. He is then provided with a voting slip, known as a ballot paper, which lists the candidates, surnames first, in alphabetical order. The clerk stamps a secret mark onto the ballot paper and crosses off the voter's name from his copy of the electoral roll to ensure that no one can cheat by having more than one vote. The elector goes to one of the polling booths and pencils an X on the ballot paper opposite the name of the candidate for whom he wishes to vote. A notice reminds him that if there is more than one cross, an alteration, or any other mark on the paper, the vote will not be counted. To keep his vote secret, the elector folds his slip in half before dropping it through the slit in the ballot box, which is otherwise completely sealed. A policeman is always on duty at polling stations to see that everything is done properly and that no disputes arise. During election day, the candidates tour their ward, urging the electors to vote for them, but although the candidates will even arrange to drive voters to and from the polling station free of charge, there are still some people who are too lazy to use their vote. End of lesson 1.